We like to think that we've moved past the class system, but really, who are we kidding? Money and privilege and the lack thereof can sometimes bring out the worst in people. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick has two books that prove that money changes everything. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Our first book today is Property by Lionel Shriver, a collection that contains two novellas and 10 stories. Lionel Shriver's most famous book before this was We Need to Talk About Kevin, a very good book about a horrible subject, a boy that goes off to school one day and commits mass murder with a crossbow, of all things. It was made into a movie with Tilda Swinton playing the mother. While Shriver's latest, Property, is not exactly about the most shining aspects of human nature, it's a far gentler read, more along the lines of wickedly clever than pure evil. Each of the stories takes some aspect of ownership and studies how people behave when they feel encroached on, whether it's a houseguest and a host, a subletter and a primary tenant, homeowners, neighbors, parents and their grown children who won't move out, the newly divorced. In the first novella, a man and woman have been friends since college. Occasionally, their friendship has turned into more than that, but now they've settled into an intense platonic relationship where their tennis game, three times a week, is the most sacred thing in each of their lives. Then the man becomes engaged to another woman who, unsurprisingly, can't stand the best friend, hates her so much she's willing to deliver an ultimatum. In another story, a young American backpacker becomes a rather thoughtless houseguest of some expats in Africa, parading around their house in a bikini before she goes for a swim in what turns out to be something more than a gentle stream. In another story, a British woman finds out exactly why the house she's just bought was such a bargain. And this one is a real campfire ghost story. Shriver has been living in London for decades and is equally comfortable and insightful in stories set on both sides of the pond. Her thoroughly modern and sometimes snarky stories are quite a bracing read. I've been a fan of Leslie Petrick since her brilliant collection This Angel on My Chest, linked short stories on the subject of widowhood. In her latest, Silver Girl, a young woman from a background of poverty and abuse becomes best friends at college with a wealthy classmate from whom she hides everything about her life. The novel is set in the early 1980s in Chicago, a city then terrorized by the Tylenol killer, who put cyanide in random capsules and returned them to drugstore shelves, killing seven people, most of them in the same family. We meet the unnamed narrator moving into her dorm freshman year. Just looking at her roommate's stuff fills her with bitterness. Then a girl comes in to borrow masking tape. Her name is Jess. "Where'd you come from, anyways?" she asks. The narrator replies that she's the devil's daughter and she comes from hell. Jess is instantly enchanted. "I love you already," she says, and the narrator marvels at how she says it easily and simply, like tossing a beanbag to a child. Creating an alternate self who is not penniless and damaged, she makes herself indispensable to Jess and soon is being invited to dinners and shopping with her parents to their home. But the size of the hole inside this girl is incalculable. She needs much more than she is given. It's a dark, intense literary novel on a popular subject, female friendship complicated by class and privilege.
The books are Property by Lionel Shriver and Silver Girl by Leslie Petrick. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.